The following special presentation, Bless Israel, is sponsored by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Do you believe God? Do you believe He created Adam and Eve? Do you believe God spoke to Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Do you believe that? I do too. So what can you and I together, who believe so much together, do for the kingdom of God? And say, you've blessed me, and you've given me something to believe. You've given me something to hold on in my life in struggling, difficult times. And now it's my turn to turn back to you and say, how can I help? There's so many ways to be a part of what God is doing in the earth through Israel. How can I be a part of what God is doing through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews?
Welcome to this special Bless Israel program titled Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I'm Dave Drewy, along with my co-host Kay Long. We're glad you've joined us for our program today.
When Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine on February 24th, 2022, no one expected the brutal war would still be raging today. The crisis continues to have a profound impact on Jewish communities throughout Ukraine. Many residential areas are without power and heat. Food and water are scarce, and thousands of homes, apartments, and Jewish synagogues have been destroyed by rockets. Yet, despite the severity of the situation, there is hope.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground in harm's way, protecting and saving Jewish lives with life-saving assistance to the most vulnerable, like orphaned children and elderly Holocaust survivors. But we need your help. Our primary focus right now is to provide food, medicine, heat, and warm clothing, especially during life-threatening winter conditions.
In just a few minutes, we'll tell you how you can bless a poor Jew in Ukraine with a nutritious fellowship food box that includes 3 hot meals a week for an entire month. In fact, we can text you about this opportunity right now. On your phone, simply text the word BLESS to 91999. You'll instantly receive a text message with a link to a safe and secure fellowship webpage. Now, there's no obligation, and you can decide however you'd like to help provide a blessing of food to a poor Jewish person in Ukraine. Again, text the word BLESS to 91999, and we'll instantly reply with a text message. Just text the word BLESS, B-L-E-S-S, to 91999.
And we begin our special Bless Israel program, Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, with the President and Global CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
The cruelest price of the ongoing 4-year war in Ukraine is that people stopped seeing the faces. No longer do we see on our television screens the faces of the Ukrainian families and children and elderly who are suffering, who are in turmoil from this war. The powerful images and stories that we once saw and read about when the war first started are now missing from news reports. It was 4 years ago. It was just days before Russia's invasion when I stood in a synagogue in central Kyiv in Ukraine, and I was surrounded by Jewish leaders and security professionals. As I looked at the big map of Ukraine that they were showing me, they pointed to where more than 100,000 Russian soldiers were gathering at the Ukraine border. And I remember looking at them and asking them a question. I said, what route would they take if Russia attacked Kyiv? Some of them smiled and others even laughed. No one is attacking Kyiv, they answered confidently. And as we all knew, and I had a feeling at that moment, they were wrong. Just a few days later, Kyiv was attacked. Now, more than 4 years has passed, and there's still no end in sight for the people of Ukraine. Much has changed since the early days of the war, when busloads of Jewish women and children were taken through open fields and back roads in attempts to escape the bombardment of Russian bombs. I no longer get frantic phone calls from Jewish orphanages who urgently needed to escape their towns in the middle of the night during those first days. Elderly Holocaust survivors, they're no longer closing their eyes in prayer, resigned to an imminent death. Evacuations do still continue, but the urgency of it has dissipated. But don't let these things fool you. the struggles and the suffering for more than 150,000 Jews who are still in Ukraine have only grown. At the beginning of the Ukraine war, we all saw the human toll in real time, didn't we? We would turn on the TV or read about news reports online, and the dire humanitarian crisis was front and center. Yet right now, there are thousands of Jewish elderly who don't have heat or electricity or running water because of this war. Over the years, little by little, we stop seeing the faces of war. We stop seeing them. And simply put, it is so sad to see that our world stopped caring.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Right now, our Jewish brothers and sisters in Ukraine are living in fear and chaos. War rages on every day with no end in sight. Jewish families, their children, and the elderly have fled and abandoned their destroyed apartments and homes, never to return. Yet armed with faith that God will protect His chosen people, the fellowship is on the ground and at times in harm's way to help their desperate situation. But there are many poor Jews throughout Ukraine, especially elderly Holocaust survivors who live alone, that we want to help but can't without your support.
A one-time donation of $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine.
Here's our special phone number you can call right now and donate to give the blessing of food to one poor Jew in Ukraine. 800-231-4362. 800-231-4362. That's 800-231-4362.
Hi, this is Mary from Houston, Texas, and I want to say to the fellowship, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for God's chosen people. The reason that myself and my husband give every month, we are Abraham members, and I'm very, very proud of that. I'm very proud to be a part of the mission of God's heart. If it's important to Him, then it is important to me. All those years ago, I remember the poor elderly Jewish woman that was being interviewed only had a potato in her entire house to eat, and God placed in my heart to give and to sit up in bed and do it right now, and I did, and that has been over 10 years ago. I read every day God's word. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This I ask God every morning, that I may place His name on the children of Israel. And again, if it's important to God, that makes it important to me. I thank you, fellowship, for doing what you do. And Yael, for your taking on your Father's work and doing our ultimate Father's work. I thank you for allowing me to be a partner. God bless you. God keep you. And may He make His face shine upon you. Amen.
A one-time donation today of $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine. If you can give $50, you'll help provide one fellowship food box. Plus, the Jew you bless will also receive three hot meals each week for an entire month. And now, you can also make your donation quickly and easily by text. On your phone, simply text the word BLESS to 91999. You'll instantly receive a text message with a link to a safe and secure fellowship webpage.
There's no obligation. You can decide to donate today or at any time in the future. You can also choose whatever amount you'd like to give, whether it's $25, $50, or $100 to help a Jewish family of four with four fellowship food boxes. It's your choice how you would like to bless a needy Jew in Ukraine. Again, text the word BLESS to 91999 and we'll instantly reply back to you with a text message.
Every dollar you give will go to help suffering Jewish souls in Ukraine. Just text the word BLESS to 91999 and we'll instantly reply back to you with a text message. Text the word BLESS, that's B-L-E-S-S, to 91999.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Once again, here's the president and global CEO of the fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
The four-year war in Ukraine has done more than destroy buildings and cities. It has quietly erased the stories and faces of the Ukrainian people who are suffering. Faces like Nathan, who are invisible, voiceless, and now forgotten. Nathan's been blind since he was born, and all Nathan knew during his upbringing during World War II was the safety and the comfort of his mother's arms. But by the age of five, tragedy struck when Nathan's mom was shot and killed by the Nazis. As you can imagine, Nathan's life was shattered. He never recovered, because who could? He never moved on. He never married or settled down. And so today, Nathan's nearly 95 years old, and he still considers himself an orphan. And until the fellowship found Nathan and brought him food, much-needed medicine, warm winter clothing, and even a heat generator for the freezing Ukraine winters, Nathan was trying to survive alone. But thanks to our friends and partners like you who listen to us on Christian radio, the fellowship's life-saving work in Ukraine exists to help people like Nathan. We work around the clock every day of the year to find these elderly, forgotten Holocaust survivors. And then we go and provide for their needs. The press and the news reports might have changed focus, but in more than 40 years, the fellowship has been working in Ukraine, and we have never changed focus. During times of peace and war, we continue to carry out our mission of partnering with Christians like you, friends and supporters listening to my voice right now on Christian radio, as together we help comfort and save Jewish lives. As more than 4 years of war in Ukraine has passed, as we continue to watch the news from the warmth and safety of our homes, I pray that each one of us will open our eyes, that we'll open our hearts and our minds to see the faces of suffering poor Jews in Ukraine, orphan children, families who had to flee their homes when the bombs started falling, and even Holocaust survivors like Nathan. And I hope that we can ask this question: am I my brother's keeper? And I pray that we will all answer together, yes.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As the crisis in Ukraine continues to escalate, orphaned children and elderly Holocaust survivors are especially at risk. Our mission is to make the strongest impact in caring for the basic needs that the Bible outlines. So the fellowship is providing food to the hungry, clothing to the naked, medicine for those who need it, like those elderly who are homebound, shelter for the poor, and focused on the orphans and the elderly. That's what God has called us to do for His chosen people suffering in Ukraine.
Would you like to join us? Would you like to help give a blessing of food to a poor Jew in Ukraine? Well, you can do that today, right where you are, with one phone call or with a simple text. A donation of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine.
Here's our special phone number you can call right now and donate to give the blessing of food to one poor Jew in Ukraine. 800-231-4362. 800-231-4362. That's 800-231-4362.
Hi, my name is Janice, and a couple of years ago, I found myself crying because I only lived on $900 a month as a senior with retirement, and it just didn't fit what I really wanted out of life. I wanted certain things, and I just got really upset. And so I went before God, and I told the Lord, I said, I will give you your nation, Israel, and I will take you at your word, because I know you're a covenant God, and I will be in covenant with you to bless your people. I had no other resources to go to, and God was my only source. And I trusted him, and I believed the word, and I gave him my last $50. And ever since, I've been paying a little bit, and it's gotten that I pay over $100 every month now. And ever since I have done that, I was able to pay the back things that I wasn't paying. And it's a miracle. My car has been running. It's always dependable. My health is such that I'm 70. I have good neighbors next to me. I tell people that this is what they should do, and I tell them you need to take God at His word, and you need to give to the fellowship because they do good things for Israel. I am exuberant and blessed to tell you my story and what God has done for me since I started giving to the fellowship, taking Him at His word, and He will bless me as I bless Israel. Thank you for the opportunity to help. Thank you. God bless you.
A donation of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine. Now, if you can give $50, you'll help provide one fellowship food box, plus the Jew you bless will receive three hot meals each week for an entire month. And now you can also make your donation quickly and easily by text. On your phone, simply text the word BLESS to 91999. You'll instantly receive a text message with a link that will take you to a safe and secure fellowship webpage.
There's no obligation. You can decide to donate today or at any time in the future. You can also choose whatever amount you'd like to give, whether it's $25, $50, or $100 to help a Jewish family of four with four fellowship food boxes. It's your choice how you would like to bless a needy Jew in Ukraine. Again, text the word BLESS to 91999 and we'll instantly reply back to you with a text message.
Every dollar you give will help suffering Jewish souls in Ukraine. Just text the word BLESS to 91999. That's the word BLESS, B-L-E-S-S, to 91999.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Blessing Jews in War-Torn Ukraine, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. President and Global CEO of the Fellowship, Yael Eckstein.
Thousands of poor and at-risk elderly Jews, among them the last remaining Holocaust survivors, are struggling to survive without the life-sustaining daily essentials. And many of those in the greatest need are scattered across Ukraine and the entire former Soviet Union. For example, Ludmila, she's 84 years old. She's a Holocaust survivor who comes from a small village in Ukraine that's known for the notorious deadly ghetto that the Nazis established there during World War II. As a child, Ludmila was badly beaten by a German soldier, and it resulted in significant health issues that still affect her to this day. Ludmila never got married, she never had any children, and a big part of that is because of the trauma that she endured in her youth. And so now she's old, 84 years old, she lives alone on a pension of $112 a month. That's just a few dollars a day. It's not enough to sustain her. But thankfully, friends of the fellowship, lovers of Israel, like those of you hearing my voice right now on Christian radio, are taking tangible action and are caring for poor elderly Jews just like Ludmila. Your donations to support the life-saving work of the fellowship helps provide Ludmila with food and home care, with medicine, personal hygiene supplies, and even warm winter blankets and clothing during Ukraine's brutal winter season. Even with the war there in Ukraine, Ludmila knows that the fellowship will not abandon her. We will be there for her. As you, our faithful Christian radio friends, answer God's call in Isaiah 41 to comfort, comfort my people, you make a daily, life-saving difference for poor elderly Jews in Ukraine. Thank you so much. Your compassion is a lifeline.
You know, Scripture is full of God's promises that our generosity toward others less fortunate will be returned to us in measure when we give to help those in need. Generosity is the path to God's blessings.
Friend, this is our last opportunity to ask for your help. On our program today, we've been asking you to join us to help bring much-needed care for suffering Jews in war-torn Ukraine by blessing them with food. A donation of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine.
Please don't put this off. Call now and help bless a poor Jew who desperately needs our help. 800-231-4362. 800-231-4362. That's 800-231-4362.
Hi, my name is Alfredo Matoyer, and I live in Chicago, Illinois. Back in about 2017, I was deeply in prayer, asking God to use me more. I was like, God, I want to help in greater and greater ways. And I remember finding Rabbi Eckstein on YouTube, and he was speaking about the fellowship, and I was listening to one of his teachings that he was giving, and I was just so caught up by him, his sincerity, and just the instruction that he was given through the Word of God, and that he was inclusive of Christians. And that just amazed me, and it just captured my heart. So as a result, I went in contact with the fellowship, and one of the things that the fellowship had done to make me feel a real part, feeling like family with the nation of Israel, was being informed of what they were going through. You know, when they were being bombed with rockets, and when there were other needs going on, and in the winter time when there were needs, I actually felt a part of what was going on. And I was like, the small contribution that I'm sharing, I know is being multiplied because I've been asking God to do so. But I know that it's been a blessing to each and every person that has been able to arrive back to the homeland of Israel, and to the elderly, to Holocaust survivors, to other needs there, for health needs, for bomb shelters. I am just amazed. And when I testify to others and even family members of what I'm participating in by being a part of the fellowship, it just makes me proud in the Lord.
A donation of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine. Now, if you can give $50, you'll help provide one fellowship food box, plus the Jew you bless will also receive three hot meals each week for an entire month. And now, you can also make your donation quickly and easily by text. On your phone, simply text the word BLESS to 91999. You'll instantly receive a text message with a link that will take you to a safe and secure fellowship webpage.
There's no obligation. You can decide to donate today or at any time in the future. You can also choose whatever donation amount you'd like, whether it's $25, $50, or even $100 to help a Jewish family of four with four fellowship food boxes.
Again, text the word BLESS to 91999, and we'll instantly reply back to you with a text message. Every dollar you give will go to help suffering Jewish souls in Ukraine. Just text the word BLESS, B-L-E-S-S, to 91999.
As we close our program today, here is Chairman Emeritus of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Bishop Paul Lanier.
Do you believe God? Do you believe He created Adam and Eve? Do you believe God spoke to Abraham? He said, I'm going to bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. Do you believe that? And that boy who played out in the fields watching the sheep, making melodies, writing psalms, dancing before the Lord, do you believe he became the king? Do you believe the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel? Do you believe that? So what can you and I together, who believe so much together, do for the kingdom of God and say, you've blessed me and you've given me something to believe. You've given me something to hold on in my life in struggling, difficult times. And now it's my turn to turn back to you and say, how can I help? And that's what the fellowship is about. And how can we help the fellowship? When you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. When you find a Jewish person who's hungry, and you feed them. When you find a Jewish person who's naked, and you clothe them, and you provide medicine, and you do whatever it is to be about the Father's business of saving Jewish lives. That's the kind of organization you're giving to. That's the kind of ministry you're a part of. There's so many ways to be a part of what God is doing that you will maybe ask yourself, how can I be part of what God is doing in the earth through Israel? How can I be a part of what God is doing through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews?
A donation of just $25 will help provide one fellowship food box for one Jewish person in Ukraine. If you can give $50, you'll help provide one fellowship food box, plus the Jew you bless will also receive 3 hot meals each week for an entire month. On your phone, simply text the word BLESS to 91999. That's the word BLESS, B-L-E-S-S, to 91999. Thank you for listening to this special Bless Israel program.
May the Lord bless you and your family for your support of Israel and the life-saving work of the Fellowship. Today's Bless Israel program was written and produced by Westar Media and is sponsored by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a 501c3 nonprofit ministry.